The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis teaches us. Amar Rava Afi Shenichloi Avoisov L'Odom Sefer Torah. Even though someone's parents left them a Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Lichtai Mishaloi. There's a separate mitzvah for one to write his own Sefer Torah. The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph teaches us. Amar Bishua Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav. Halakech Sefer Torah min hashuk, kechoytif mutzum min hashuk. If somebody buys a Sefer Torah, it's like he chapped a mitzvah, like he was able to seize a mitzvah. And Rashi explains kechoytif mutzum min hashuk, mitzvah of it, that somebody fulfills a mitzvah. And that is the opinion of the Taz, in Yoyredei is Simen Reish Ayin Sifkot and Aleph, and the opinion of the Gra is well there in Sifkot and Gimel. Unlike the opinion of the Ramah there in Sif Aleph, who holds that Kechoytif Mitzvah Menashuk, and you're not Mekayim a Mitzvah that way. In trying to understand the opinion of Rashi, of the Taz of the Gra, asked him for Shem, that our Gemara here we just said, that you're not mekayim a mitzvah when you yashin a sefer Torah from your avoisov. And why over there is the halacha that if you bought it, you're ayoitza. And ask the Menachos Chinuch that what's pshat according to the man, the Amr, that you're not yoitza with a Sefer Torah, that you yarshin, that you inherit from your forefathers, because as we're going to discuss soon, from where do we know the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? We know the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah because the Torah uses the word kisvu, that the mitzvah is for one to write the Sefer Torah himself or through a shliach. So that, and therefore, if you inherit a Sefer Torah, you have not fulfilled Kisu. So ask the Menachos Chinuch, if that's the issue, so just like by Yorushu, you're not Yoitza the Mitzvah in our Gemara. Because you don't have Kisu, the same thing should be when you buy a Sefer Torah, you don't have Kisu. And why does Rashi, the Taz, the Gra say, you Yoitza that way? So, many Mepharshim, Pesach Tshuva, in Yoredei there in Sifkot and Dalad, says that there's a difference between Yerusha and Kenyan. And the way I would understand the Nafgamina between a Yerusha and a Kenyan, and we're going to speak about this more in our Shurim as well, is what the Torah is looking for by the mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, is that one should go through some effort in order to fulfill the mitzvah. There should be some effort expended in fulfilling the mitzvah. However, so by Kenyan, that's what happened. You exerted yourself to spend your money to buy a Sefer Torah. However, when it comes to Yerusha is not something that you spent any money on. It came to you, as we just finished learning Masechta Bava Basra, or by itself. And therefore, there's a difference between Yerusha, there's a difference between Yerusha and Kenyan. Although, and that's why the Taz and the Gra and Rashi, as I said, paskin that you yoitza the mitzvah by buying a Sefer Torah. Even though I do have to say that I did see from the Baal Shem Tov, Zatzal, that somebody once bought a Sefer Torah, and every time they took out the Sefer Torah to read from the Sefer Torah, they found a different mistake. And they didn't understand. Here they bought a beautiful new Sefer Torah. Why they keep on finding mistakes? So they brought it to the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov said that the money that was used to buy the Sefer Torah was money that was earned from gambling. And since it was money that was earned from gambling, that is money that is not appropriate to be used for Sefer Torah. The Beis Halevi disagrees, and he doesn't see a reason to differentiate between Kinyan and Yerusha. And therefore, he says that Rashi doesn't paskin like our Gemara. And Rashi, who holds in the Gemara Masechta Menachos that one could fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah by buying a Sefer Torah, will also hold that one can be Mekayim and the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah by Yashning a Sefer Torah. And that's why it's very understandable the opinion of the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph paskins like Rabbi and our Gemara, that one does not fulfill the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah by Yarshining, and that's why he doesn't quote the Gemara in Masechta Menachos. So how do we know that there's a mitzvah to mekayim the mitzvah Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah? Because our Gemara says, because the pasuk says, "V'atam kisvulchem es hashira hazois." But obviously, as soon as we learn that pasuk, the pasuk is speaking about the shira and parashas hazinu. V'atam kisvulchem es hashira hazois. The Torah is telling us that we should write the shira of parashas hazinu. How do we know from there that we have an obligation to write the entire Sefer Torah? So the Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, says since the halacha is Ein Kosvin Sefer Torah Parshis, one may not write just an individual Parsha of Sefer Torah. So therefore, if the Torah says Shira Azois, but you can't write the Shira itself. The question asked the Shagas Aryeh, that even if we paskin that you can't write individual parashiyos of a Sefer Torah, the halacha does remain that you could write a chumash of the Sefer Torah. One whole chumash. So why to fulfill the mitzvah of Atam Kisvulchem es Hashira Hazois must we write entire Sefer Torah? Why can't we just write Sefer Devarim? So some Mefarshim explain, because we have to continue learning the pasuk. V'atam kisvulchem es Hashira Hazois v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael. So v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael means something that's taught to all of Klal Yisrael. And when we read from the Sefer Torah, B'tzibur, we don't read only from one Chumash, we read from the entire Sefer Torah. So the Lamdas B'nai Yisrael is the reason why we have to write the entire Sefer Torah. The Divrei Yirmiyah gives a different explanation. He says, it's difficult to say that the pasuk is coming to teach us that we should just write Parshas Devarim, Sefer Devarim. He says, what makes Sefer Devarim different than all the other Svarim? So if the Torah tells us to write a Sefer Torah, it must mean the whole Sefer Torah, because it's hard to say it means just Sefer Devarim, because what's special about Sefer Devarim specifically? I was thinking, Sefer Devarim we know is Mishnah Torah. And Mishnah Torah is indeed unique. Another teretz that the Mefarshim suggest is once the pasuk is not to be understood literally, based on what the Rambam says, ain kois and sefer Torah parashis parashis. So when the Torah says v'atem kisvulchum es shira azois, clearly the Torah does not mean just sefer, just parashis azinu. So then I take it a step further and say that it means the entire sefer Torah. Once the pasuk is not speaking, not to be understood literally, I say it means everything. Davi Ezri, Rav Shach Zatzal, has a different approach. He says, what was the question that the Shagas Aryeh asked? To just write Sefer Dvorim. He said, but that's not what the Torah said. It's very similar to the Torah we just gave. Once the Torah says, V'atam kisvulchem es ashira hazois, and ashira hazois means hazinu, but as the Rambam says, it can't just mean hazinu, because ein koisvin, parashis, parashis, so it doesn't make sense to say it means just sefer dvarim. Rather, it makes sense to say it means all of the sefer Torah. The interesting nafgamina between all of these different trutzim that we just suggested, says the Sharagas Aryeh, is what happened if one started by writing a whole Sefer Torah, and then the Sefer Torah became possible, but the Shiras Parshas Hazinu remains intact. Is that still considered that you have fulfilled the mitzvah? What's the point? If we say that the mitzvah really is just to write Shiras Hazinu, but as we explained, you can't just write one parasha, so therefore you have to write the whole Sefer Torah. So you did write the whole Sefer Torah, because it's a technical issue. So once you wrote the whole Sefer Torah, as long as you have Parashas Hazinu intact, you're fine. But if we say that the mitzvah is that, that is what the Torah means, with atem kisvulchem as ashira azois, then you have to write the whole Sefer Torah. Now, there's a very interesting halacha that the poskim discuss based on this Gemara, and that is the Sefer Teres Chaim says, let's say somebody wrote a Sefer Torah, and he gave it to the Beis HaKnesses, he gave it to a shul to learn from. He was makdish it to the shul, says the Teres Chaim, it's not something you should be done, because the Torah says, Abi Shenichla, Al Gemara says, Abi Shenichla Elavos of Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Kosm Shloi, everybody should have their own Sefer Torah. And just like the halacha would be, if Chas V'Sholem, somebody wrote a Sefer Torah and it got lost or got puzzled, the halacha would be that, of course, you have to write another Sefer Torah. So too, once you give the Sefer Torah to the shul, it's not yours anymore, and you have to, and you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Many achronim, even if they agree conceptually with the Teres Chaim, say that if, and all agree, that the right thing to do is when one gives the Sefer Torah to the shul, he shouldn't be magdish it, he should just be lending it. But they say that even if he didn't say, even if the person who gave the Sefer Torah did not say it, it's certainly what he meant. A person who writes the Sefer Torah, why is he writing the Sefer Torah? Because he wants to be mekayim this mitzvah. So maybe he doesn't know all the details of the mitzvah, So he thinks that by donating to the shul, he's mekayim the mitzvah. But Ramosha in the Tshuva in our Rechaim Simenon Bey's example says that certainly if he knew that he's losing the mitzvah by doing this, that was never his intention. And therefore, the halacha is that even though if he might have done it, the wrong thing, by doing this, he's not considered that he has not fulfilled the mitzvah.